Wes McElroy, Fox Sports 910, joined by John Laser each and every Wednesday. He's brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff. Cowan Gates there for you in any case. And if you missed Lays, any part of our conversation about Buzz Williams and the basketball team starting 2-0 in the ACC or the new coaching staff now taking office and everybody in their place, go to foxsportsrichmond.com and check it out there. On the topic of coaching staffs, the former coaching staff did see that Shane Beamer got a new gig down in Georgia. They get special teams coach, assistant coach, tight ends coach, going down there with Kirby Smart. Everybody kind of expected it, but it became official. That's a good fit, though, for Shane.
Yeah, it definitely is. Everyone around here is exceptionally happy for him on a personal and a professional level. And you go to an SEC team, you get to be around somebody that obviously he respects and Kirby Smart, and you get to work in the areas, particularly special teams, where the experience here will definitely pay off greatly. So, yeah, we're exceptionally happy for Shane and wish him all the best there, certainly.
I got an email here from you from Bruce, and if you want to email Lays a question, you can. Wes@foxsportsrichmond.com. You can also tweet him at LaysVT, but Bruce wants to know, what does it mean for Bud Foster with Galen Scott coaching the linebackers?
It means he has another tremendous coach on his staff and somebody who's going to bring energy in. And, you know, it's a collective effort. I think a lot of times we get caught up in these position groupings, and, yeah, that's how you break out some time in practice. And that linebacker spot has definitely become redefined over the years with a lot of these spread offenses. So I think it gives Bud another guy in his staff also that's familiar with some of these more new spread offense types and will definitely just be a great addition to what Bud is already trying to do with Torian and Charlie and the rest of the guys on the defensive side of the ball. So I think it's a tremendous positive, and I think people will recognize that once they get to see the personality of Galen Scott, that he's definitely an energy guy. He's got tremendous personality. I think he's going to be a great fit with those guys.
Thanks for the email, Bruce. I'm going to start that. Lays' mailbag. Actually,
that could be dangerous.
That could be real dangerous. You know what is dangerous?
Lightning round.
Lightning round. Back to the old way of doing things on this show. It's 2016, new year. Back to the old way. It was more fun. John Laser, he's got five questions. I've got five questions. We have no clue what the questions are. The floor is yours.
Perfect. Star Wars about to pass Avatar as the top grossing box office movie. True or false, in your lonelier days, you were attracted to the female in Avatar?
Never saw it.
But come on.
I never saw Avatar.
You were the one person walking the face of the earth that didn't see it? It grossed like $9 billion.
I didn't see it, but I was attracted to Princess Leia back in the day.
Yeah, gold bikini.
Here we go, buddy. Here's your lightning round question. Number one, Guns N' Roses will reunite at Coachella 2016. What's the one song that they've got to open with?
Paradise City.
Works for me.
What retread NFL head coach will get another job that shouldn't? And you can answer with more than one.
Okay, got to go through here real quick. Chip Kelly will get a new job somewhere. Help me out here. I'm trying to think of coaches that are retreads. I'm trying to think about who got fired.
Mike Shanahan.
Tom Sewell
is
not.
Mentioned.
I think Shanahan's being used as leverage. Tom Sewell won't get a new job. Let's see. Jim Caldwell hasn't been fired up in Detroit. He's still in place. I'm lost here.
Leslie Frazier, I bet name will resurface at some point.
I don't see those guys doing it. Marcolini's yelling Jim Schwartz. Why do you believe Jim Schwartz, Marcolini?
He didn't get a job.
You got to turn your microphone on to talk to the people.
He's gonna get a job.
He's going to get a job?
I'm telling you he's going to get a job. All right. I bet money on it right now.
I'll give Marcolini the floor on this one. He goes, Jim Schwartz. Here's your question. Ready? Hall of Fame voting in rapid-fire style. You get the ballot. First-time Hall of Famers. Ken Griffey Jr., yes or no?
Yes.
Billy Wagner, yes or no?
No.
Trevor Hoffman, yes or no?
No.
Jim Edmonds, yes or no?
No.
Thank you.
If one day all that lacquer you put in your hair and it's excessive, we all know that, makes it fall out, will you go the Brian Urlacher route?
Yeah, if I got the money, sure. I like hair. I like having hair. Works for me.
Back to the problem. Has it started to fall out?
No. You've seen this melon. My hair grows like in 4 hours. I get a haircut and I need one in 2 more days. No, it's not something that is on the top of my fears. I got a lot of fears, but that's not one of them. Next. Some fears among Virginia Tech fans of Bucky Hodges going to the NFL, even though it looks like the draft board or advisory board said don't do it. Bucky Hodges comes to John Laser asking for advice. What advice do you give him?
Stay. I think it's pretty clear cut that he should. And I agree with the NFL Advisory Board, but that's not why I would say that. I'd say that based upon having watched the last season. I think there's some areas in which he needs to improve, namely in terms of route running and his hands and how he adjusts to things on the fly. And also, if he's going to play that position at that level, his blocking schemes as well. I think there's a lot that Bucky Hodges still needs to accomplish in college. Now, obviously, that is a benefit to Tech if he stays. But that's not why I'd be giving him that advice.
Yeah, I know the offensive tight end route is the way to go, and I think he's got a career ahead in the NFL, but I'm with you, man. If you come back, get another year under your belt, get another year with this offense, boost up your numbers. I think if he plays a year in this system, and I know it's hinging on a quarterback, he can work his way up to a number two. It's tough to use a number one on a tight end, but he could definitely work himself into the second round. I agree. Next.
Over-under, how many dopes Ken Griffey Jr. won't get voted for so he isn't the first unanimous selection
to
the Hall of Fame?
I haven't gone into my tangent about this, but you know there's going to be – I have a lot of beefs about the Hall of Fame voting, and this is one of them, because there's going to be somebody with an agenda. Somebody,
there's going to be at least two.
There's going to be – I'll say five. There's, what, 500 or 475 now. There'll be at least five dopes. And I hope their names all become public. They'll have some agenda. They'll have some belief and say that he's not as great as, like, Mickey Mantle or Babe Ruth. But, yeah, there's always the guy or the guys that will do this. And Ken Griffey Jr. is an absolute lock to go in. Yeah, I'm going to take five. You take two, I'll take five. John Lazer, I know you were busy on Monday, so you didn't get to watch The Bachelorette. So we'll make this a hypothetical question, or The Bachelor. John Lazer, you're standing there in your tuxedo, and three women come up to you. One woman's a chicken enthusiast. The other one has a paper mache rose on her head, and the other one just wants to put her tongue down your throat. What out of the three do you choose? Go.
Repeat the three. I was distracted by your giddiness.
The one is a chicken enthusiast. And
what
by the
way,
all good looking. This woman, this was incredible. Like, I couldn't stop watching the show. She has chickens. And one of which is, like, actually a chicken that is inside, like, lives with her in the house. She has pictures of the chickens in frames. So that's one woman, very attractive blonde. The other one is a brunette, and all she wanted to do was kiss the guy. And then the other one was this crazy dentist lady who rolled in with a skin-tight dress but a papier-mâché rose on her head. Those three are standing in front of you. Which one are you picking?
Well, I know personality flaws, and yes, I'm going to say them about the first two. So the one that just wants to make out with me, I guess I don't know what she's all about, so I'll go that route. In order to not get axe murdered. But I'd like to take the floor right now to make an open plea to Mrs. and Mr. McElroy to please send to Scott Day and I the Bachelor audition tape that Wes put together.
Yes!
I could do so much good with that, including when I returned to Times Square up on the big screen. How did you not get selected, man? Scotty and I were talking about this last night about what might have happened. I thought you'd fall in love with the limo driver that was about to take you to the house and then spend the rest of the season apologizing to the other ladies because you felt like it was immoral to flirt with them. Your thoughts?
It's amazing to love and hate someone as much as I love and hate you. Goodbye, Lays.
Well, that's courtesy of the University of Richmond, VCU, Virginia Tech, and everybody else. Oh, I have to quickly mention, I will be at the Hot Stove Party. Wanted me to remind folks with Lee Smith and Grady Little and Josh Osich.
SquirrelsBaseball.com. Goodbye, Lays.
Goodbye, guys.
John Lazer brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff. Cowan Gates, there for you in any case. CowanGates.com, who I will need to sue Marcolini and my wife if that video ever surfaces.